Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest is a Today Show contributor. I saw her on the Today Show last week, and Jane, you and I have this conversation every year.
Our next guest is here to help.
She also writes for the Washington Post. We're talking tipping today. Please welcome Elizabeth Mayhew. Elizabeth, I love you,
Hi, first of all.
Oh, hey, guys. So good to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me.
Jane and I have this conversation every single year because I feel like I need to tip everybody because I got a lot of people that take care of me. So
you're high maintenance?
I am high maintenance. But, you know, besides the normal ones, I have some weird ones that we're going to ask you about. But first of all, let's talk about the postal worker because everyone has someone that delivers mail.
That is true, and especially now when people are getting more and more things delivered to them, these people, I mean, I don't know if you see them just piling up with all these boxes, and it's just a lot more work. So the thing about a postal worker is you actually cannot tip them money. It's against U.S. policy or the rules, I guess you would say. You can give them something that's the equivalent of a $20 gift card. So think Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever you think might add a little joy to their day, but it can't be anything that can 100% be money. So like no Amex gift cards. It just can't be cash related. But and it's a $20 limit. Now for UPS and FedEx, FedEx has a $75 limit. But that also can't be cash, so that can be like a gift card. UPS doesn't have a limit, but I say just follow the policies of the other companies.
I say $25 seems very reasonable. 20 to 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but you can't do 25 for a U.S. postal worker. It is a $20 limit.
So keep it 20.
And if you are, the other thing is, you know, you might still be getting your newspaper delivered. If you are, that's like usually a $10 to $20 tip. And realize that those aren't kids probably delivering your newspaper anymore. And if you want, you can also go onto your subscription and you can add a tip in there if you want.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, Elizabeth, if we want to give that $20 gift card for the postal worker or UPS or FedEx, how do we do that? I never see my guy. I never see them. And sometimes it's different deliverers.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have the same guy, and I do see him regularly. You can also go through, check the website to see if there's, particularly your postal worker, if there's a place where you can send that in. But the best thing to do would probably be to leave it in your mailbox for the mailman. In terms of UPS and FedEx, you just got to try to track him down.
Right, you got to wait.
Waiting at my door.
Well, leave them a note and say, hey, can you text me? I have something for you. And I'm sure they're going to text.
Or buzz the buzzer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about doormen earlier. If you have a doorman, you have to tip them, right?
You do. So that's usually, I mean, obviously it depends on where you live. Cost of living, New York City, for example, can be higher. But you probably have an array of people who work in your building if you do live in a doorman building. So everything from a porter to the handyman super. Right. So the super's at the highest level. Usually that's around $100. And then it's anywhere between like 25 to 50 on the other range. Again, it just depends on how many people in your building and what their jobs are. Now, if you have a handyman who you're tipping throughout the year, if he's coming in and or a super and doing work throughout the year and you're paying him throughout the year, then you could probably lessen that. But if you're not and you're kind of doing it all at the end, then think on the higher end of that $25 to $100 range.
What about the security people in the building that we work at? Because I know them, I see them on a regular basis. Do I have to tip them something, give them a card?
So I'm going to tell you, but with something like that, you really do need to check the company policies. It's very possible that that company will not allow tips. So it's much nicer. I say, again, give them, you know, a card for coffee or bring them something sweet or chocolates. It's just something that they could either share with their coworkers, enjoy while they're on the job, but really do check with the policies.
So if we
you don't want to put in tipping, you want to be thankful, you want to praise, you want to show your appreciation, but you don't want to put people in an uncomfortable position.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Too much could be too much. But what about tipping money versus giving a gift or a bottle of wine or like a lottery ticket or something like that? Is it more appropriate to do money?
A lottery ticket, I love it. Here's a scratch.
So what you have to realize is there are a lot of people out there who really do rely on tips as part of their income. So hairdressers, for example, anybody in the personal care, tipping is really important because they're probably not making a very big salary, and if any, very minimum salary if they're working at a salon. So let's just talk about that. You can always bring like chocolates or champagne, something like that, but it should be accompanied by money. So for your person who cuts your hair, it's usually the amount of one haircut. Now, if there's somebody washing your hair, cutting your hair, and drying your hair, you're gonna split that amount among those three people, and you're gonna prorate it based on the importance the amount of time they spend with you.
I wish you could see Jane's face when you said the price of a haircut. That's the tip this time of year. Because you spend a lot of money on that.
I don't know, Jane. Are you getting like a $250 haircut?
Yes. I mean, we live in the center of the city, and I get my hair done like every 2 weeks. And so I'm always in there, and I'm always giving these girls big tips. Not that I don't want to give them big tips.
So you bring up, that does bring up an excellent point. I don't go very often, and so I go 4 times a year. I'm probably not going at Christmas. So I just plan on tipping very generously throughout the year. If you are a generous tipper, then I think you can slide a little bit on that, especially if you're there every 2 weeks. But
I spend a lot of money at this salon. It's like I have to put it into my budget planning because it's so much money. It's like a car payment.
You can't put a price tag on beauty, Jane.
I have a lot of hair.
You really can't.
It likes to change color on its own.
We're talking with Elizabeth Mayhew. You can see her on the Today Show. Also, she writes for the Washington Post. Now, my son, who is in eighth grade, has four teachers. Of course, he's got a homeroom teacher, but he has four teachers that he deals with on a regular basis. How much do I have to give them, those teachers, a gift card? How much?
Well, you absolutely positively cannot give them money. That could be considered bribing, and you don't want to do that. You do want to check with your school. Most schools do not allow any kind of gifting. And if they do, it's like a homemade card or some kind of sweet that you've done with your kid. Again, I think like a picture or a card is the nicest thing that you can give to a teacher. If you do want to give a gift card, it's best, and this is true with coaches as well, to band together with other people in your class, whether it be the whole team or the whole class. Everybody donates money, and you go out and you buy one gift card together. That way it just represents everybody and doesn't make one of you look better than the other.
How about Starbucks, though, for the teacher?
Listen, I think any kind of coffee or any kind of simple pleasure. Also, the other thought that I've always had for teachers, especially if they're in public schools, there's a very big shortage of resources. So something like a Staples gift card, or if you go to Target and put together like a huge array of supplies, paper and pencils, that kind of stuff, because a lot of those things are coming out of the teacher's pocket. Mm-hmm. So you can think about what's going to make their lives a little better. Again, I think if there's something that you notice, like if your kid, if you notice that every day you see that teacher coming in with the Starbucks coffee, then get them a Starbucks card, or figure out if you can be in tune to what makes their life, what the simple pleasures, and you just add to that. That's a really nice thing to do.
But I think we have to keep in mind that I'm not tipping my teacher, right? The teacher gets a paycheck. The teacher does a lot of work. And so I'm giving a gift to the teacher to say thank you, as if I would be giving a gift to a friend of mine or somebody, you know, that's part of my life. Whereas if someone's in a service job, I'm giving them a tip, an extra tip during the holiday season.
You're up. So in general, tipping as a whole it goes to non-professionals. So if you're a plumber, for example, plumbers don't usually receive tips because that's a very highly skilled, an electrician, the same thing. Those are highly skilled labors. It's, believe it or not, like thought of like a doctor. You would never tip a doctor. But if it's somebody where you're talking about labor like delivery or kind of services, think like you would tip a waitress.
Okay.
That's the same. There's like a different skill set involved, and that's just a good rule of thumb when you're tipping people in general. It is always nice to acknowledge someone, and I say first and foremost, give a card of appreciation. Single out something that you saw that they did that they didn't even realize that you did. One person who I would factor into this, who a friend of mine always gives a little gift card to, especially for like coffee or something, is the school crossing guard who's out there early in the morning in the freezing cold weather.
Yeah.
That's nice. Like a really nice person who probably isn't making a ton of money, but it's just a nice gesture to say, hey, I know you're out there keeping my kids safe.
It's a great idea.
It's freezing cold on the streets of Chicago. You're doing God's work.
I don't even know that woman, and I drive past her every single day.
Well, you had to put it on the list, Pete.
Wow. I mean,
get a cup of coffee. Hot cocoa.
How about the weird ones? Like, I have a cobbler, a guy, because I like my shoes shine, so I go to this guy on a regular basis. Do I need to tip the shoe shine guy, the cobbler?
Regularly at each visit?
I don't, because I figure he just works it in. Because he makes up prices and we negotiate out loud. He's like, that'll be 15. I go, how about 13? Okay.
Yeah, then it's probably fine, but okay. It would be nice. I mean, if he is a regular person that you go to. I mean, listen, if you've got a parking garage, for example, a lot of people I know give a dollar in and a dollar out every time, even if it's a regular, you know, like your monthly payment and every time you're taking it out. So if you're tipping all along the year, you can factor that in. But a lot of people don't do that, in which case it's all kind of pushed to the end of the year. So,
I'm so
it would
broke.
Be nice to do something.
I mean, I'm spending
so
more money on tips than I am on gifts for my family. So I think, you know, I need to start saving the entire year, starting January 1. I'll save for next year's tips so I can just give everybody money. I don't know. I feel like, yes, I should give tips. And I want to give, I mean, if I could give everybody money, I give everybody money. It's like spreading good money karma, I guess. But at the end of the day, I'm like, what do I have left?
You're broke.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, but you have to think of it this way. It's not always money. So it's just an acknowledgement. If you want to give a card, that's fine too. But there are people who do rely on this. So that is people like your doorman. I mean, we all kind of know who those people are. Dog walkers are a great example. We haven't even talked about nannies and childcare.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually, so for nannies, childcare, and dog care, all of that kind of goes together. It's usually 1 week's pay. So now for the babysitter who's maybe coming once a week, the student who's doing 3 or 4 hours, just average what 1 week, if they're coming 3 or 4 hours, that should be the tip.
I'm so broke.
His face is down. What about trash collectors, garbage collectors?
So
thank God for them.
Yeah, no, garbage collectors is usually like a $20 to $30 tip. But again, you want to see them. So
you have to see them.
Yeah.
You have to see them.
I can't just put it in the garbage.
Not only that, but you have to realize a lot of times if you're giving it to a super, like to the head of an organization, you have to be very clear that this money gets disseminated among all the workers. So
another good example of
that would
be
lawn care or snow care in your, you know, anybody who's coming and dealing with that. That also is kind of like the whatever the 1 week payment is, but just let it be known that that needs to get disseminated to the crew.
I do my own lawn and I do the laundry for the household. Should my wife tip me?
I was just going to say, just tip yourself.
I know, somebody could tip me.
How about you leave a tip jar right on top of the laundry?
Right, there you go. Here's your tip.
What about nursing home staff? That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
So nursing home staff, again, this is good. There could very well be a policy. If you have private in-home care, then that you would consider the same way you would a nanny, so it's 1 week's pay. For nursing staff, like in a nursing home, it's best to give something like a fruit basket or candy or cookie, something that can be shared by everybody.
I like that. Elizabeth, what's your website people can check out?
ElizabethMayhew.com, but I'm a big Instagrammer, so if you have any questions, you can just DM me at Elizabeth Mayhew. That's like the best way to get in touch with me.
You're the best. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's 720 WGN.